Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hey, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
If you guys are listening to this, we're literally in Mexico enjoying the beautiful weather. This was scheduled. Hopefully we made it. I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Follow us on Instagram at All About Tearage Podcast. And you'll see a glimpse of Chantel's wedding. We're in Mexico. I'm in Mexico for 5 days. And Chantel, I don't even know what she's doing, but she's married. She is maybe married at this point or getting married. I don't even know. But we are in Mexico. So we
is that how you're gonna act when you're in Mexico?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm gonna pretend like I'm drunk with my virgin pina coladas. So.
I don't even feel bad for you guys. I can't wait for everyone just to be like sipping on their drinks in front of her.
But I'm fine. It's not like, first off, let me just say something. It's not like I'm that person who's like, I'm pregnant or like, I'm not like that. I don't even talk about my pregnancy at all with like anybody because I feel so normal. I'm really lucky with that I just gain weight. I don't feel anything else. So it's not like I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired or I really don't have those type of pregnancies. So the only thing that's missing is yes, the liquor, but my kids are going to be there. So anyways, how wasted could I have gotten? I would have still gotten wasted though, you guys.
We've seen you on vacation with your kids.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Pretend they're not there.
One time. Yeah. They recorded me and I got so wasted, but I get wasted knowing I have support and it takes a village and I know everyone's going to like take care of my kids and my husband, you know? Okay. Anyways, drinking problem, but yeah. It's Chantel's wedding. So we're behind with Southern Charm. You guys are probably like, why are you releasing Southern Charm now? We needed to pre-record some episodes because we wanted to make sure you guys had something to listen to while we were gone. So that's what we're doing. We're recapping part one and two of Southern Charm, which was
reunion.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Yes. Okay, we're at the reunion awards here. And so who did you think looked the best, Roxanne?
I think Madison.
Absolutely. I think I think that is it Vanita? Is that her name?
Vanita.
Yeah, I thought she had the most classic look. Like she just had a gorgeous classic look and I liked it. And then by far the worst looking to me was Olivia. I just thought she did not
I didn't like it.
It's almost like she's looking really thin. Okay, that's one. And then I know she's always been like a thinner girl, but then someone like cut her bangs off, and curled. It was like weird. Like
her face is not a face where you put your hair up very often. I feel like her hair should have been down. And I feel like Taylor's outfit wasn't anything special, but I find Taylor to be the most beautiful girl ever.
She is really pretty. She's
like so classic, girl next you know? Door.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah.
But she, I think she still could even looked like.
Yeah. Even her, you know? Like it was weird.
Madison looked great. Like she did have this like look and I was like, well, and like Andy said, he's like, I think this is the best like look I've ever seen at the reunion. I'm like, okay, Andy, you've seen like looks. Like, what are
right.
you really saying?
Yeah,
here?
That was kind of weird to be quite honest. I don't know with that, but Lava. Lava was like, you miss Lava. Mm. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like when like someone like has super big boobs and like they're so booby. I don't know. Yeah, I don't like that.
Like, to me, is a very gorgeous girl in general. So, like, to me, she always looks pretty. But I just, like, wasn't, like, impressed with her, like, her reunion look. Like, that looked like a club look.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Or, like, a, you know, the looks and the confessionals, like, more looked like a confessional look.
Craig, to me, looked the best, boy-wise.
Seriously, he looked great, man. I swear, Paige really has been helping him.
Yeah, he's come a long way. He really has. So, he definitely looked the best. I just need to start off this reunion by saying JT is too much. To me, Chantel, he's acting like a Real Housewives who's trying to secure a second season.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm not kidding.
No, seriously. Why was he on one? Like, I know you don't like Austin. But
right.
Like, holy shit, the way he was like, I don't like Austin. But man, I don't think I would have even acted that way.
Right. He wanted to expose Austin for being a fuckboy. But we all know Austin's a fuckboy. Including the girls who give him the time of day.
Yeah, like, so, you're not doing anything cool here, JT.
Yeah, you're not, like, saving these girls. Like, these girls that go for Austin know his history. It's on TV. So when someone is consistent with who they are, why are we mad at them for being consistent who they are? You knew who how they were. So what's the problem?
Well, I like that he can call him out on, like, his
no.
shit. Like, no, like, I like that he should call him out, but, like, the way he did it was, like, no.
He needs a princess title. Chantel, he went in there to make a name for himself. He thought it was so cool being on Southern Charm, and he just wanted to secure a second season.
You know what he was loving? That, like, the other people, like, on that couch were, like, hyping him up, and I think that's, like, why he just, like, kept
going. Madison was. Yeah. And Leva was so annoying. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. By the way, I'm unclear why Leva is on this.
I know. Didn't our cousin text us that, too? Like, I never really...
Oh, I didn't read that. Did you respond? I didn't. Okay.
I feel like... I don't really know because I don't really watch.
She's not the Lisa Vanderpump, so.
Is it because she, like, was on that other show, Southern Hospitality?
Southern Hospitality came from Southern Charm because she owned a bunch of restaurants, so it became a spinoff. But it's like, you're not Lisa Vanderpump. The people on your show aren't anything that we want to. I don't even, do people watch that show, to be quite honest? I really don't think
they do. Does she own those restaurants or she just runs them?
She owns them.
Damn. Okay.
I think her husband's really successful.
Wow.
Or he was something. He was like a former something, I think. I don't know. Don't kill me for getting that wrong. But she has no business being on the show.
Okay.
It's really hard to be on the show when you do have, like, the kid and the husband. It really is. So she has no business being on the show, just like when Cameron was. But Cameron was a classic. She came from season one. She was an OG. We saw her get married on the show. Ugh, Cameron was the best. Chantel, Cameron was from Real World.
Oh.
Yeah, and then she joined Southern Charm from season one. She was.
Oh, no way.
You need to, like, really do a rewatch.
I did watch. I feel like I watched season one, couldn't stand it. Then you told me to go from season three. Like, and then I did start watching season four.
I had you start season four.
Yeah, I watched one of those seasons fully. And then I watched when there was, like, that girl that got cheated. Like, I don't know. I watched some. I
now
watched
that
things.
You have watched this season, you just need to go from season one and watch it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Season one was too much. It was too much, that girl. Like, the main girl.
And Catherine.
Catherine, and then the what's his name? What's her name? Right. The producers, like, the girl that's always
Whitney. Whitney and Patricia.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so they talk about the bored housewife comment that Austin made to Madison, and low key, I actually think the same way that Austin did with that. And JT, being the fanboy, because he's such a fan of the show, he chimes in and he's like, "Well, a couple of seasons ago, you were crying for her." He's just giving me scare vibes.
I mean, he literally even, I think I wrote down, like, he said that this is Madison's globe and this is your globe down. And it's
I wrote that. I said, yeah, I almost, like, threw up when JT said that.
It's like, what are you? What is going on here?
I'm telling you.
Austin really,
he's
like,
trying to, like, work the room. Exactly.
And Austin was literally so shook and was like, worry about your damn self. Like, he really wasn't giving in to him, which I'm glad that he wasn't, like, going that nuts at him because he wasn't giving him the energy. But were you shocked to not see Madison pregnant at this reunion? I know it's in God's plan, but, you know, we saw in the season that, you know, she was going to try to work to get pregnant.
Yeah, so obviously she's been trying, and like she said, it's God's plan. Chantel, you and I both know that it takes...
I know.
We know so many people that it's just taking so much longer. That's why you always scare me when you say you want to wait a year, because I'm like, oh my God.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. Now that the holiday buzz is behind us, it's a great time to focus on self-care. And that means taking care of your skin's appearance and its health too. OneSkin makes it easy with their science-backed approach for healthier skin. I have been so overwhelmed with making so many decisions, as you guys know, that when this showed up in my door, it was a no-brainer. I started to use the OS1 face topical twice a day on my face and their eye topical under my eye right after I cleanse. And you guys, I promise, I have noticed a difference in my face. The evenness and just overall glow. I keep doing double takes in the mirror because I keep thinking something is different. And this is the only thing I've changed in my skincare. And honestly, this is the only thing I've been using just because I've been moving and I kept this at my like mom's house. And this is the only thing I have. And it just came right at the perfect time before my wedding for me to feel very confident with my face. Their products are powered by a scientifically proven peptide called OS1 that targets fine lines and wrinkles right where they start, your cells. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on their cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off your using code TRH at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code TRH. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. And please, please support our show and tell them that we sent you. New year, healthier skin. That's OneSkin.
Gosh, I mean, God willing, like everything's fine. But, you know, she did go into it thinking like, you know, I am told that I'm going to get pregnant right away. Like, I'm going to be good. And you don't know what's happened or anything. But if she's gotten any, God forbid, miscarriages, like I've had a miscarriage, like you don't know any of that. But I at this point, it just looks like, you know, it's not as easy to get pregnant. And I know it was easy for her son, but there's this thing called secondary infertility where it can be harder the second time. So I think that's where she's at. And she said it wasn't God's plan. So it's not like she's saying, we stopped trying. No, they've probably been trying for like a year now.
It's sad.
Let's hope she gets pregnant. And see, and that's why I would be so afraid to talk about my pregnancy journey because, like, on TV, because she was confident that she could get pregnant. And, like, you know, it is taking her some time, but she'll get pregnant. But then I would hate people constantly asking me, like, where's the baby?
Yeah, I know.
It's annoying, really, you know?
It really is just, like, I think everyone is so obsessed with the timelines. Like, it's like when you're dating someone, we always say this, and they're like, when you get engaged, and they're constantly asking you, and then when you finally get engaged, it's like, when's the wedding? And then you get married, when's the baby? Where's baby number two? And then finally, after you have baby number two, I think people shut up for a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, I do too after baby number two.
Yeah, after that, they don't give a shit about you. They're like, yeah, she's good.
Right. It's so crazy how well Craig is doing in the pillow industry. Like, the fact that he's in Kroger's, just so you guys know, we have a Kroger in every corner in Michigan.
Have you seen him at Kroger?
No, I haven't. Yeah,
I should go look in there.
I don't like pay attention to that part though. Like, I yeah, literally like, never go to Kroger into, like, for groceries.
But that's like why that's kind of weird, but no, right? Like, why is he in a Kroger?
Well, they do have like a home section though. I just don't take it seriously. Plus, I feel like Kroger's home section is overpriced, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I go to Target all the time, and Walmart even has like a new dollar section, dollar to $5 section. And it's really nice stuff. Walmart totally copied that from Target. But
I'm looking at his pillows. His pillows are really expensive.
Yeah, which is like, you guys go on Amazon. I'm just kidding. But yeah,
like literally go to IKEA, get the ones that you can get. Oh yeah, but like IKEA, you can just get the pillow and then you can just buy inserts for them. Like on TV, you can keep switching them out.
No, Home Goods have like the best pillows. Like, you can just literally go to Home Goods. Or actually, honestly, Target has the best pillows. Yeah. Target, I love Target pillows. Okay, anyways, so they talk about Craig's house and his pool, and that the fact that Craig said Austin will be laying out in his pool and he's not even there. That reminded me of my cousins. Like,
yeah, I thought that too. I was like, dying how Austin would just be in the pool, because like that's literally us and like anybody who's close to their, you know, best friends or cousins. Like, that's true definition of a good friend. Like, that you can just go in their pool without really, you just have to text them, but you don't have to like, you're already there when you text them. You know, it's not like you have to like ask for permission.
Well, I have a dream backyard. Like, I have the perfect backyard for a pool. The perfect backyard. It's my. I'm on – how many acres am I on? I have a pretty big lot. So, I have the dream backyard for a pool. I'm not about to spend that money, like, on a pool, though. But my husband always would say, he's like, I'm a little scared to, like, get a pool because your cousins would all show up to the house, like, every single day, uninvited, you know, and just whatever. And I'm like, that's so true because, like, they totally would.
Yep.
And we probably would, I would do that too, right? So yeah. I don't know. I don't think I would do that now. It'd be certain cousins I would do that with, but my cousins have said, like, Roxanne, if you ever get a pool, like, we're doing that. And I'm like, and my husband was standing there when they said that. And he's like, no, we're joining a pool club. He let me do that. So, okay. So Paige cheating on Craig. Anyone who watches Summer House knows Paige has no energy to cheat on anybody. So I can never see her cheating.
Yeah, I think, like, she, like, even addressed that one time. Like, all yeah. I did was just, like, right in my bed.
Yeah, she's so not the type to ever do something like that. I know she had that relationship where she was kind of talking to Craig and Andrea or whatever, that guy. But it was, you know, like, sad. She was open. Yeah, she was open about that. What do you think about Whitney and Taylor, or Taylor sending the photo to Whitney when Leva said, you know, she saw the whole thread?
I just don't understand, like, why, okay, like, one, I don't know who to believe, because, like, why would she lie about it if, like, she literally knows?
I don't think Leva's lying.
Okay.
If you saw Taylor's face when Leva was like, I saw the whole thread.
Yeah,
she
I know.
She was dying. She was dying. I was surprised by Craig defending Taylor.
I know. I think he feels bad for her for some reason.
I do, too.
But did you see, like, how I think the one part I did, like, oh, did you see how when they asked, like, who thinks that, like, Paige will move to Charleston? Like, only 4 people would raise their hand.
Yeah, and even Madison was like, but not full time.
Yeah.
She's not moving, dude. So they talk about BravoCon and Watch What Happens Live and Shep. We were at Watch What Happens Live with Shep. We were the first row, and they talk about him being blacked out. That was when, remember, Brynn said that she might be into Shep from Brynn from New York, the new one. And at Watch What Happens Live, she was like, no.
Yeah, like, there was no chemistry out. There.
Uh-huh. Because he was blacked out. He wasn't himself, and he was rude. And Shep probably has an alcohol problem, and it hit home for me, Chantel, because we know someone in our life who has a problem, and, like, it, Craig and Austin's response to it is very harsh, but I feel like when you've been through that, the same cycle, you become, like, where you're like, okay, well, I'm not co-signing this anymore.
Yeah, you almost, like, lose sympathy because it's, like, the same thing over and over again. Yeah. Like, I don't give a – like, not that you don't care, but you're like, I don't care if you're not going to change. But if you're going to change, right, then, like, you know, I'll be there for you a little bit. But it's, like, almost just, like, exhausting to even, like, entertain these, like, people who want to try to, like – it's, like, they want attention. It's, like, I'm not here to give you attention anymore. But yeah. You know what was crazy is that that we find out, I think, like, Taylor has a new boyfriend, and this was around BravoCon time then that she had this new boyfriend. So maybe he really was, like, regretting all of his, like, choices. He sees that she has a, you know, boyfriend now, and, like, he sees that he's not the one anymore.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, and, like, he's not the one anymore, so he's just, like, freaking out and is, like, you know, going down a spiral, because the one person he did have in his life that was great was Taylor, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, like, this is what happens. And, like, this is a time, like, too, when, like, when the guy finally realizes,
I wrote that at the end.
Oh, like, so funny, because when the guy finally realizes, the girl does not give a shit anymore, because she's way moved on. Like, she does not care about you anymore. And, like, this is, like, what we've been dreaming about. Like, you know what, during the breakups, we're crying, thinking, like, I can't wait for him to, like, want me back. And then finally, when he does, you don't even care, because you're, like, you moved on. So it's, like, such a crazy, like, life, like, how it works. But I don't feel bad for him.
I am confused. There was, like, a scene where Olivia is talking about Taylor, and she's like, yeah, people wanted me to kick Taylor when she's down. She's like, but I wouldn't do that. And I feel like so much throughout the season, Olivia was kind of fine with Taylor, but the second that others was like, oh my gosh, Taylor this, like, it would hype Olivia up to, like, go off on her. So I don't know.
It's so hard. It's the whole Taylor and Olivia thing is so hard for me, because I feel bad for Taylor. Like, I did it in the show because I thought she was a loser. But then now at this point, it's like, I feel bad for her because, like, I think you said it or something. It's like, they want this to be like an Ariana, like, and like Rachel thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, especially the ones that are like hyping, you know, Olivia up half the time, like Madison and them. It's like, they're wanting this so badly to make it look seem like they're, you know, there for their friend. And it's like, okay, it really wasn't that like deep for it to be going on like this long.
No.
And for you to be attacking Taylor and going crazy on her when you literally never do anything to Austin. Like, she really did give Austin a pass.
Yeah.
And she didn't give Taylor a pass. And like, that's what pisses me off. Like, if she was treating Austin just as shitty, then I would be happy, but she doesn't. Like, she's just, and like, Taylor also pisses me off because she just sits there and she won't really say anything because she wants people to feel bad for her.
I don't think it's because she wants to. I think she's damned if she does, damned if she doesn't. And that's why she does that. But I feel like Olivia could have given grace to Taylor. She knows how it is to lose a brother. And they're fighting over Austin. Just like you said, she was harder on Taylor than Austin. And I just have this weird soft spot for Taylor. But there was a part where Olivia talks about her shock with Austin expecting an apology. And then JT asked Madison how Madison dated Austin. It's almost like he's really taunting him. I mean, he is taunting him.
Yeah, he came into this reunion and was like, I'm just going hard at him. I don't care. And was like, ew.
I feel like Vanita had nothing going on. I wish she had more of a storyline, but she's kind of like, what's his name? RJ? What's his name? Like, is it RJ, the one who liked Olivia?
Oh, A-Rod. No, A-Rod. Oh, let's, yeah. His name's A-Rod. But, like, let's talk about him, though, because, like, when he comes out and, like, it's so funny how Olivia, you know, right away is like, oh, I, you know, he was the best guy and blah, 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 blah. It's like, shut up, Olivia. You never liked him. You never would have liked him. You literally left him on the whole time.
Right. That's why I don't, like, feel bad for her because.
And then now she has a new boyfriend. So it's like, okay, yeah. You guys are the funniest people. Like, how the way that they, like, they toy around these, like, nice guys. And it's like, you guys deserve to get treated like shit sometimes from these guys. Because, like, you guys think that you guys are being nice to these people, but, like, you're leading them on, too.
It kind of annoyed me when Madison was like, yeah, I have to keep Taylor at arm lengths because Madison is, like, not an innocent person. And I just feel like Madison was so hard on Taylor. And it's like, you're too much.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, like, they just kept, like, yeah, I felt bad. I like, she literally.
Madison, literally, like, talked to A-Rod when A-Rod was, like, still with A-Rod, as in Jennifer Lopez's ex-boyfriend, when they were still together. So it's like, shut up, Madison. You are not innocent here.
Like, you got so lucky that now you are a housewife that you can, like, be.
Right,
like,
that you talk the way you do.
Yeah, like, and I don't even watch, and you can get those vibes from her.
Yeah.
It's just, like, sad, too, because you're just seeing, like, you know, Taylor by herself with no girls to, like, hype her up.
I know.
But maybe she does that to herself, though. She really, like, does seem like that type of person to me.
I died when they asked Austin about Austin getting booed at BravoCon because
I started it.
I kept booing him because I didn't boo him over Olivia, by the way. I booed him because he actually kept throwing Taylor under the bus, and that pissed me off. He even looked at us a few times. He started shaking his legs. He seemed furious. We put up a video of it on Instagram. But I swear I would have not booed him if he didn't keep throwing Taylor under the bus because he was doing this annoying thing where he would say, and Leva brings it up later on, where he would say, listen, we said we wouldn't say anything, but that didn't mean Taylor had to listen to me. She could have went and told Olivia. I wouldn't have cared. That's what he was doing at BravoCon. So I was booing him because I was like, you're such a piece of shit that you would even say that. Mm-hmm. So it's funny because later on, Chantel Olivia was like, yeah, he got booed because of me. And I was like, no, we started the boos and that literally wasn't because of you.
Oh my God. I really was dying too because she said that. She's like, because like I said something, we're like, no. And in my head, I was like, that is not why he got booed at all. It had nothing to do with you.
And we were front row. And I was like, you don't understand. His leg was like, what is that thing when they like move their leg? Like they're
he was like jittery.
Andy
didn't even know he got, he's like, you got booed? He's like, I didn't even hear that. Like he didn't even know.
I don't know who the host was, but.
Oh yeah. You're right. He wasn't even the host.
Yeah. That's why. So that's why he didn't know. But yeah, I kept going ham. We even put up a video about it that went viral where I spelled Austin's name wrong. Cause I guess his name is with an E and not an I. So yeah. And I was like, wow, shit, this went viral.
We should post this because the like technically the reunion just came on last night. And so we're not that late by it. So we should repost that video.
Well, I thought we were posting this when we were in Mexico.
No,
we were in Mexico.
We are, but I'm saying, like, we could just repost that video at BravoCon and be like, oh, we talked about the booing last night.
Oh, yeah, I know, for sure. I think it was so mean, by the way, when Andy kept asking Austin if he is now, like, Shep in a bad way. And Shep seems so sad. I think that's so rude to ask someone when they're right there and you're like, oh, well, it sounds like you followed his footsteps. So how does it feel to be kind of like Shep, this shitty person? I don't know. I felt bad.
You felt bad for Shep or for Austin?
For Shep.
Oh.
To be like, Shep's not even saying anything. He's just sitting there and he's like, oh, so how does it feel to... Now it looks like you're just like Shep. You're just like this shitty person. And Shep's just right there like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they give him a lot of shit this reunion.
Yeah, I felt bad for him. Shep kind of needed his boys. And Austin's such a dick. Like, Austin did Shep wrong at the end of the day. And then Austin's like, I just needed a break for him. Okay, cool. Like, you took care of him at BravoCon. We're the first people to say that Shep was Hot Mess Express. But still, like, who are you to be like, I need a break?
Yeah, no, seriously.
Ugh. The JT segment, he said it was the coolest thing to be on the show. And it just verifies that he's so desperate to secure a second season. All of his clips, I forwarded it. But he did admit to falling in love with Taylor. And that was just scare because, like, even though Taylor to me, Chantal, like, she would laugh with him, but she totally gave him friend vibes.
Yeah, and the way that he told her it was such a weird... awkward spot. It was like at the party, you're telling her this. I'm sure it's production's doing, but like you're sitting there telling her this. It's like, okay, how about you? Did you even take her out once? Like, did you even take her on a date for you to like fall in love with her and like
hang out, but drunk with like other people?
I know. So it's like, did you feel that she was going to reciprocate that? Like, it's like you should have known, but at least yes. At least he could say it and then like move on with his life. Like, and not always.
He said he fell in love after Taylor literally like went in Shep's room, slept in his bed. Like, are you stupid?
Literally. And then one time Shep.
That's why nice guys finish last. Because what are you doing?
And then literally one time Shep is telling you that she wanted to. She called me and asked me to hook up. Like, doesn't that make you mad?
Yeah. I'm glad Andy called out JT for taunting Austin and trying to get him to punch him because that's what JT was doing all season. And I'm glad Andy looked at him like, bro, you've been trying to taunt him, dude.
Yeah. And it was funny because, like, I think, I don't know if you caught it, but when Austin was telling him, dude, it's your first season, sit down. You see Andy, like, have this crazy smirk. Like, I wish I, like, I captured
it. Oh, I didn't catch that.
It was so funny because he was just, like, kind of, like, low-key, like, laughing at Austin for saying that. And, but then he had to, like, cover up his smile right away.
To me, I felt so bad for Taylor in part two. She apologizes to everyone and even to Shep. And Shep, to me, is handling it pretty cool. Like, he's like, you don't need to apologize to me. And I feel like maybe I've just been in toxic relationships. But just, like, what I've seen, like, most exes would be like, thank you, you embarrassed me. Like, you know, like, I don't know. And he was like, you don't need to apologize to me. But it was so weird to me how they didn't really talk about Taylor's brother.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
you're dying after the show.
You know what, though? I genuinely think she told them all, do not bring up my brother, because we don't even know the cause of death, really. They have not mentioned that, like, from the family. So I really think she told them, like, do not bring up my brother. I don't want to talk on the show. And then her parents don't want to talk about the show. So, like, they don't even show a picture. They don't show anything. And I truly
think her parents are, like, they're very religious. And if it was, like, something that against their religion or something, you know? I don't know.
And, you could see a shift, like, from episode one to episode two with her, because, like, we didn't even really talk about it, how she brought up, because I think you wanted to go ham about it. You said it to me on the phone. I don't think we talked about it on the podcast.
What?
You didn't like how she mentioned, you thought that it was dumb of her.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah. How did I forget that?
Yeah, like, she literally basically tells Olivia, you shouldn't be talking shit. You shouldn't be talking because you hooked up with Tomas. What's his name? Thomas?
Thomas, sweetie. Who's Tomas? Tomato, Tomas? Who's that? Tomas. Thomas. My gosh. Yeah.
Wait, before we get into that, who was the other guy that came out, like, with A-Rod? What's his name? He was
Rodrigo.
Yeah. Oh, Rodrigo is, like, I love him.
Me too. I liked him too. He was at BravoCon, which I didn't understand why, because he barely was on the show, but I actually liked him on the reunion.
Yeah, he was, like, sticking up for Taylor. He was sticking up for, like, all the bad players,
the underdog. I know, and I liked it. Thank you. Yeah, I was like, yeah. But anyways, back to what you were saying. So she reveals that Olivia hooked up with Thomas, and she's friends with Catherine. So, like, how fucked up for her to have done that? But she wasn't friends with Catherine at the time. And it was, you're so right, Chantel. That's why Taylor's probably demeanor completely turned, because when that whole thing happened, Olivia was like, you've been dying to put that out there. And she called her, see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She gets out and she goes, you effing cunt. I'm like, what did I just hear?
Olivia's a lot, though, dude.
She is. Like, she really is.
I don't know. She's a lot. Like, Taylor, that was kind of, like, weird for Taylor to have brought up, which Thomas responded, and he said they used his name for the show, and they said that, and he said that Olivia was 24 at the time, not 20, so she was, like, a little bit older, but that kind of also tells me that Olivia, like, wanted to be on the show or something.
Yeah, and, like, I think that didn't Catherine, like, even put up a picture with her and be like, we're fine, like, you know.
Yeah, like, we're friends.
Yeah, and, like, Thomas did say, like, oh, you guys, like, need me for ratings. It's like, okay, this is the first time I heard your name, Tomas, so no one needs you for ratings. And
I'm calling him Tomas
on purpose, because no one gives a shit who you are to me, and I'm a new person watching the season.
No, so but you didn't watch Thomas, like, you didn't watch
Mike, I know, but like, they don't clearly. I'm loving the season, and he's not on the show, and this is my first time hearing his name, really. So it's like, they don't need you for ratings.
I liked him on the show. I actually did. So
I do know him. He's the one that had, I think, like, he got a girl pregnant, and she's the one that had to go to rehab.
Chanel, that was Catherine.
Oh, Catherine went to rehab. Is she okay now?
No, like, she's constantly, like, back and forth.
Okay.
Oh my God, you guys. But yeah, that was, like, weird of, like, Taylor, if I was her, I would have not brought that up. But Olivia's just, like, her walking past her, and she's like, you stay, but see you next to you. I'm like, ugh, you're too much.
But I'm kind of happy. I mean, I'm kind of, I don't know. I feel indifferent, because, like, I think Taylor just, I think with most things about The Real Housewives, anything in Bravo, just effing own what you did and just say, I'm so sorry, even though she did apologize 9 times now. But, like, just keep showing face at the reunion so that you just look great. Like, why do you guys not understand that?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Just say, I'm so sorry. Like, yeah, you're right. I'm a shitty friend. I shouldn't have lied. I shouldn't have lied. I shouldn't have lied. Shouldn't have lied. Like, that's it. Like, what else can she say? And then they would have to shut up, because there's nothing for her, nothing to defend.
Right. Look how, by the way, and this is, you kind of said this, but look how Shep at the end admits to, like, making a mistake with Taylor, and he's finally realizing it. I feel like he's at a very low point in his life, and that's why he's feels lonely. But, like, why does this happen with guys? It kills me. Why does it take your ex to, like, basically die for you, want you back so badly, and you're like, no, and then once she finally moves on, you're like, you know, it was a mistake.
Yeah.
I can't. But
I was trying to look up Taylor's, like, Instagram to see her boyfriend, but she doesn't post anything about him.
I googled it.
Okay. Is he cute? Is he rich? Like, what is he?
Oh, I didn't see if he was rich, but
let's see if Olivia posts her boyfriend.
Yeah, he was,
Oh, she does.
Well, good for her. I mean, her and Austin never dated, dude, like, bye. But Yeah, I don't know. Southern Charm is so good. I'm actually super, super excited for the next season. And any changes I would see, I don't want JT on it because I just feel like JT's so whack and thirsty.
I think there's nothing else for him because if he's not going to be really friends with Austin, I mean, I'm sure he's friends with Craig and like, I don't think they're bringing like A-Rod. So like, it's like, and then you and Olivia, there's nothing there for you guys. Or you and Taylor, right. There's nothing there for you guys. Like, I don't know what they would do for him, but maybe they'll bring him back because like he does bring the drama a little bit. So maybe they like that.
Right. I don't know. It's like, it's too thirsty though. It's like, there's not even drama and he'll try to make drama.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I'm sorry we're late on this, you guys. We're really not. It's like right the day after the reunion that we're recording this, but we need
to. I think people will like, you know, hearing it. And so it's like not so fresh, you know, maybe. I don't know. You guys tell us, but we don't care because we're sipping a pina colada.
I know. That's true. Yeah, we still care. But. Thank you guys so much for listening. And okay. Well, congrats, Chantel. You're married.
Yes. Okay. Bye, guys.
Wow. Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.